Faster than bicycles and cheaper than cars, the number of mopeds on campus has exploded in the last decade. But in recent years, Officer Kristen Radke says there's also been a spike in the number of traffic violations.
They're blocking entrances to buildings, which is a problem. It's also a safety hazard. And then the bicyclists are frustrated because they're blocking. The moped takes up, blocks the bike rack, so it blocks approximately 5 bicyclists from parking in the bike rack. And then also I've had complaints from handicapped individuals saying that they aren't able to maneuver on sidewalks because the mopeds are parking on sidewalks.
Police say they've tried to meet violators halfway and offered moped courses as a way to get out of tickets. Sophomore Andy Brandt from Wausau took them up on the offer after he was stopped for riding to a moped last year.
I thought it was nice because it was a $180 fine that I got out of, and you know, it's a lot of money for a college student to have to spend on a ticket.
But after a decade or so of second chances, police say they've been patient enough. They say there are still too many violations. So Radke says the university is no longer offering the 3-hour course to get out of a ticket.
Time has run out, and now the safety classes are gone, and so now it's either go to court or pay the citation.
Students say they'd like to see the courses go on, but police say they're going to start hitting violators in their wallets to make them understand they're serious. Carrie Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.